And we're back to Randomness Chat. I am, of course, your host, Joe.
I'm Miranda.
And I'm Dakota Storm 97.
What?
That's my tag. I've told you this.
Oh, yeah, we do the tag.
Yes, we've been doing that.
Okay, so...
Are you good?
No, I thought you just say your first name.
No, we've been doing it like that.
We have?
Yes.
I think Dakota has.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, we've been doing that at the end.
No, we've been... Every time I've been on, we do it at the beginning.
You've been on one other time.
I've been on twice.
No, we haven't.
Oh, yeah, I only have been on one.
I've been here for two of them, though.
You've been here for all of them.
Yeah, you've been here for all of them. You've just been sleeping.
Yes, you sleep.
I want to do that now, but I can't.
How do you think I feel every single time we do this?
Right?
Yes. Well, you know what? That's your guys' fault. You gotta have a strong will.
We do it at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you just need this better time management, Joe.
This is late night.
I was here at 9 o'clock.
And you upload them in the morning. So what do you mean?
I upload them automatically. When they get it, it's in the morning.
Goodness.
So I don't get paid enough for this.
You're not getting paid at all.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not getting paid at all. Miranda barely gets paid.
Yeah. That whopping 4 cents you made.
I only made 16, let's be honest here.
Yeah, because you didn't split it with her yet.
No. She's getting 4 cents, and that's it.
You need
what
to get
the crap?
Yeah, you need to lawyer up, Miranda.
I did a little bit this time.
Next episode, how about that next episode? You get some more.
No!
She gets all of it next episode since she did the research.
I can talk just as much.
Yeah, okay. You know, yeah, no one's.
Exactly.
Let's be real. People come for Miranda.
This is. A business.
Which Miranda is the funniest one out of all of it.
I don't care.
Mine's the funniest one.
I was about to say, it's my podcast.
No, see, it's our podcast.
Yeah, it's your guys' podcast.
See, what I do is I write off of Miranda's coattail and I take the money. That's the arrangement.
I'm getting ripped here.
Yeah.
Please, somebody call the cops. I need help.
I'll slide a dollar your way later.
Aren't you?
I got you.
I haven't even made a dollar.
Exactly. I'm covering her for the next, like, 4 podcasts.
Hopefully we had make more than that in the 4 podcasts.
Exactly. So she's going to need to be compensated.
I compensate you very fairly.
No. You just said you was getting.
Yes, I did most of the research.
You
so
complained about getting her a small fry on the way home.
You said she's not worth a small fry.
I was going to get her a kitty fry. That's where we're going to go for. We're going anywhere. You're worth a kitty fry. And that one, I will crack a cold one, too.
I am at least a small fry.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They didn't have Powerade anymore, so.
How did they that's why you got Powerade?
I don't know. I thought they always had blue Powerade.
That's what I thought, too.
Does anyone remember when McDonald's had blue Powerade?
I never knew they did.
No, they have it in the bottles.
Why do they have it in a bottle?
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, that's what, when I worked at McDonald's, that's what it was.
No wonder why no one bought it. No one knew you had it.
Yeah.
Oh, they have chocolate milk.
I got the chocolate milk, and it's like the littlest tiny thing. It's like one drink is like, okay.
And it tastes gross, because it's like 1% or whatever.
Yeah, what is it? Like, if it's 1% milk, what's the other 99%?
I don't know.
More fattening. What do you think? It's more sugars, more fattening.
I thought the 1% was the amount of fat that was in it.
I don't know.
I thought the 1% was the milk. It says 1% milk, not 1% fat.
That's not how that works.
So, Miranda, you have a Wario laugh. Thank you.
She doesn't have a Wario laugh.
This is better than you.
I don't know.
You sound like you have a cold.
You know what? It sounds like she is a villain of a children's TV show.
No, someone said that they're actually scared of my laugh before.
I'm scared of it too.
Oh my god.
No, because so they say I laugh, and then it goes slow. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a villain. I feel like I'm part of a children's show, and I gotta sit there. It's like, please don't steal that. And you're going, running away. I gotta go and chase you down for 30 minutes.
Well, it's, I have to call. calm down. So I got to get the laugh out, and then I got to calm down.
Okay, how about we just get into, you know, our topic today?
Oh, no, before we do that, I have another topic and I want to talk about this.
Oh, God.
And Marina's going to love this one.
Oh, no.
So I was reading, and a man woke up to find his name is John Cena.
Wait, like, what? Woke up and...
Like, he woke up and what, found out his name was... I don't know if the music was playing, but he legit woke up and his name was John Cena.
Like, did he wake up from a coma, or...
He was drunk, and he drunkenly changed his name to John Cena.
So was he day drinking? Because you can't, like, there's nowhere open at night.
So after a night of drinking with his pals, they dared him to change his name to John Cena, and he did.
How?
I have no idea. I was not there.
Maybe
with
they
them.
Were, like, drunk at by 6 o'clock, and then they went to go change their name.
I feel like, though, because don't you have to present, like, in front of a judge to change your name?
Not necessarily.
I mean, I've seen some people where they've been pretty drunk, but they've sobered up very quickly.
But yeah, this dude's not even a wrestling fan or anything.
What?
Like, he's not, like, John Cena's a WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
Rude?
He's not a wrestling fan. The dude who changed his name to John Cena.
So he doesn't even know what his name means.
Well, John Cena's been born wrestling.
Wait, does that mean
he's part of the Fast Saga,
does
whatever
that mean
it is.
He's John Cena the third?
Well, no, is there a John Cena the second?
Yeah, John Cena's the second.
Yeah.
Well, that's John Cena Jr. You don't go after that.
Yeah, you do. You go the third.
I thought that was John Cena the second. John Cena is technically John Cena Jr.
So what would
yeah,
be?
And then
John
after
Cena
that is
Jr.
the third.
No, there's no Junior the third.
No, not Junior, just the third. Because Senior's the first, Junior's the second, and the third is the third.
I thought it was like the first, the second, the third.
No!
Like if I had a kid, I name him Joe Viac the second, and then if when he has a kid, it's Joe Viac the third. If I ended at Junior, that's it.
Junior?
No.
Junior could be the next kid.
No, that's not how this works.
All right, but yeah, like, but back to the article. But yeah, they had a few drinks and they were play wrestling. They were messing around, pretending to do announcements like in WWE. One of the friends was introducing John Cena. Well, John Cena, not John Cena. That's not a real person.
Oh, John Cena.
Well, it have to be
John Cena's husband, wife.
I don't know. You saw how his last marriage worked out.
Well, he wasn't married last time.
Oh yeah, he didn't even get that far.
Well, neither did y'all. So
what?
What?
Yeah. I have a kid. That's more than what John Cena did with his relationship. So I've accomplished
right
more than John
Cena. And then she had a baby with somebody else.
So I've accomplished more than John Cena.
Hey, John
in the family aspect.
John Cena is married though.
I've accomplished more than John Cena. That's all I care about.
I don't
about.
Know. It's a new female.
A new female?
I'm going to Google this.
That's like a baby? Is it a baby?
I don't have my phone to Google it. No, I think her name's like Shay, maybe?
Shoshana? Sure.
I don't know. I just know he's married.
Oh,
they
I
got
can't,
married
I
in
can't
secret. Print.
Oh, wait, he's been married twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he cheated on his first wife with a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, one of the Bellas, right?
No.
No.
Another one.
Oh, my.
They were in a storyline, and, like, he cheated on his first wife with that person.
Oh, yeah, because didn't someone point that out in the storyline?
Yeah.
That's Shay Charistazade?
Yeah, that's why I didn't know the name.
So, it cost him 40 pounds for the documents to prove his name, and then another 75 because he got a passport with that.
How did he get
all this accomplished in one night?
Well, I think he did, like, the next day, because he says that they dared him, so he just followed through with the dare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, his legal name is John Cena.
The third.
He's not John Cena's child, Miranda. So his new name would be John Cena.
He should have changed it to John Cena the Third.
Yeah.
Like, legally put the Third in there, just so you have to have that conversation.
It's like, yeah. Are you John Cena's kid? No. I just got dared to change my name to John Cena the Third.
Hey, that would be the best. How you get your name?
See, you can change your name to whatever you really
like.
She
wanted my name to be... What should a name be?
What should a name be? Yeah. It's what people call you. It's a sound that they audibly call you, Yorker. And you answer.
Okay, she wanted my name to be Yorker, and then...
What?
What?
What's a Yorker?
Is that like a New Yorker, but you know the old version, so it's not new, it's just Yorker?
I feel like a mafia person says, like, Yorker, come here. I got something to tell
okay,
you.
Okay, so back to our actual topic.
No, I want to hear the second name.
To hate us.
I want to know the second name. What's the second name?
And then, like, oh yeah, I got tired of Yorker, so I just changed my name to John Cena the Third.
Oh, so you're going to change your own name.
No, she was talking about the guy, because yeah. You never gave us the guy's original name.
Oh, I don't know the guy's original name.
So his name's Yorker.
I think it's like Lewis or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, so we're going to call him Yorker.
It was Lewis, I think.
Oh, now it's Yorker.
Well, it's a European man.
Okay, are you saying they can't have the name Yorker?
I'm just saying I don't think it's very
Yorkzer?
Possible. Yorkzer?
Oh my gosh. All these names are literally sounding like what would happen if you just banged your hand on a keyboard. Like, Hasabada.
That's my new name.
Yorker.
You know, I don't even want to hear it. Like, my kid's name is pretty weird, too. Gray Gotham.
We don't need to
and
put his
name
on.
And then we also have a Dean Winchester.
Yeah,
we do have a Dean Winchester.
Well, I mean, that one's not so horrible. That's named after what? Supernatural?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gray's named after an anime.
Oh, and the Batman.
Yeah, and Batman.
Well, I mean, Superman's is Batman better. Technically an anime?
No.
No.
You know there's a Japanese Batman?
Okay. That's a topic for another
day.
Oh,
yeah. They make the books, right?
The books?
Yeah, the...
The manga?
No.
Isn't that porn?
No!
I don't know what manga is.
Oh, it's an anime book.
Yeah.
It's an anime book.
Yeah.
You know, some people will actually like... Isn't it like adult-oriented anime?
That yeah. is... oh gosh, what's the name?
I saw it on The Office, so I know.
I saw it on The Office,
hentai.
Yeah, it's hentai. And, you know...
It's an art form.
That was Stanley Hudson. Is his last name Hudson?
Yes,
Stanley Hudson. But yeah, you know, like, people will actually jerk off to hentai.
That's basically what became its main purpose after a while. Have you ever been to a hentai panel?
No, and I have gladly will never go.
Are they naked?
I don't think they're naked. Yeah, yeah, well, no, the people not doing it do, but you do look at naked things. But I know I went...
What?
I went to one that literally just, like, focused on, like, tentacle porn.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was interesting.
Well, speaking of tentacle porn, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsor. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about some other weird fetishes that's out there in the world. Okay, we are back and we're going to be talking about weird fetishes.
Yes. Now I can laugh.
Now you can laugh all you want.
I almost held my breath.
Okay, let's get into it. We have another conversation about Miranda's laugh. Hold on. Before we get into the types, do any of you have weird fetishes?
Now, what are we talking about weird?
I don't think so.
Like, not normal. Like, we know what's normal and what's not.
Well, no, I think none of them are really normal in a
well,
sense.
Well, I think the ones that, like, people, like, you know, control certain things. I think
like, control certain things? Like,
yeah, like, you know how, like, one person's in charge and stuff? Like, I think that's pretty normal.
I didn't think that was a fetish.
Yeah, well, it involves, like, bondage and stuff like that. I think that's kind of normal.
I don't think bondage is normal. Have you seen 50 Shades of Grey?
That is not a good example.
Do they not bondage people? I have not seen the movie.
I haven't either, but
I've seen the clip.
And I've seen sentences from the book, and it seems like it's written by a third grader.
I was watching some of it while doing homework with my mom, so.
So you and your mother, are watching this, pretty much you might as well say a porn movie together.
Well, I think Grandma was there too.
That makes it even worse. You know, when I watch a movie with my parents, we usually watch, like, you know, regular movies.
Minimal titties.
Yeah, minimal titties.
I think I've watched all of the
What's it called? The Bitty Grace series?
No, the band camps.
Oh, American Pie?
Yeah, like, with my family, I'm pretty sure.
Have you watched them recently, or was it like...
No,
there is some boundary issues happening here that I think can only be addressed in therapy. We are not certified to do this.
But we can definitely showcase for money.
Oh, God.
That's why I know a little bit.
That's why I know a little bit, because you sat there, watched, took notes. So that's where the penis goes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's why I know a little bit about toys.
Toys?
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's some weird-ass toys.
I mean, I did go with your guys' aunt, though, to look at toys at Spencer's the one day.
They have a fucking toy that shoots an egg inside your vagina.
Yeah. Because that's a kink.
It is a real, like, fetish,
yeah,
too. I don't know,
like,
the name. I think it's in the list.
There's two different kinds of it. There's one that is, like, getting impregnated by an alien. Ooh. And then there's a breeding kink.
Okay.
Wait, how would you ever, like...
They make...
Get satisfied by an alien.
Okay, so they make these, like... It's actually a company. They make these, like, basically dildo-type things, and they're hollow inside, and they make them kind of, like, shaped, like, not regular. And you put these, like, little gelatinous balls in it, and they're different sizes, and you can shoot them up inside you. And then I think they just, like, dissolve over time.
Okay, so I have a question before we get into the actual list.
Okay.
Would you guys have sex with an alien?
No. Why are you taking a while to answer?
Well, like, guys, I never thought an alien would have anything.
They have no penis.
Or the asexual?
I don't know. That's the thing.
I believe even some asexual beings have some kind of, you know, body part.
That's not what asexual means.
Asexual is where you just don't have sex.
What is the one where the, isn't it, like, where they produce by themselves, reproduce by themselves?
It's not asexual.
I think, yeah, that is.
That is asexual, yeah.
Yeah, but that's talking about plants.
No, some animals do that.
Plants.
Animals.
Do.
What animal?
Oh, maybe sponges.
Starfish, I believe, do it, too.
Starfish. Oh.
Yeah, there is animals that do it.
Oh.
I don't know the actual names, because
okay, so on to the actual fetishes and kinks.
Well, I didn't hear Miranda's answer.
Oh, yeah, so yes or no?
Would you just an alien?
To fucking an alien.
And if, like, if money's an issue, what's the money about?
Does that mean they could impregnate you?
We'll say the alien has an alien condom, if that makes you feel better.
Or it could be like that part in, like, Sims 2 where guy gets abducted by an alien and then pops back up a couple days later pregnant and has an alien baby.
Well, we'll not get into that one. Well, what'd you have an alien baby then?
Okay, not an alien baby.
Okay,
but
he has an alien condom then. Would you fuck the alien condom?
Probably, because then you can say... You?
I mean,
you
personally,
get it with an alien.
I would screw an alien too. I'm
but saying. You guys, we don't know what, like, STDs or anything they have.
I'd still screw an alien.
That's why you have the condom.
I know, but if it's an alien condom, you don't know how effective that is.
Well, I don't have a human condom,
okay,
so I know.
How big is it?
How big is the condom or the alien's dick?
The alien's dick.
Okay, that is definitely a conversation for a different time, because we know how long our conversations go on about dick sizes. They go on a hot minute.
I think it'll be the same size as a human, but we won't.
Okay, we'll get into that a different time. Okay,
well,
what
then
is...
It should be the same thing as a like a human condom.
Well, what if it's like their shaft is too long around to fit the regular size condom?
I don't know. Magnums are pretty big.
Well, if they're bigger, or like
then
they have that weird
you're
shape.
You're gonna get split in half anyway, then.
Well, you got like that weird shape.
What weird shape?
Well, what happens if it's like two penises, like the top and bottom, so that way they can penetrate you both in?
Never mind. No. I changed my answer then. If it's like that, then yes.
I changed my answer to no.
How come that switches around the whole topic?
It really does. I want one of those toys that do that.
Why?
Because it just looks fun. Okay, so anywho.
No.
So does anyone have weird fetishes here at the table? We'll start with you, Joe. Do you?
I don't think I do.
Okay, do you, Miranda?
No, she just dates guys that has them.
Yeah. So how about we hear about, you know...
Well, no, wait, because we got it on the list.
But,
and we'll hear Miranda's story on the list.
Oh, okay.
I haven't really tried anything.
You haven't tried anything? Oh, yeah. I think you've only really been with one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so let's go to the list. This guy is a porn star, so let's be honest here.
Yeah, but he hasn't done much.
Ouch.
Okay, so on to the list.
Ouch. Okay.
He's only did basically regulars.
Regulars?
Well, I mean, he is in college, so he can't really legally do that anyway until he's 18.
He's 19. Not, I was about to say.
So he only has a year of experience then.
He's a, you know.
Really?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, because if you do it under 18, it's child pornography.
Oh.
So you have to wait until you're 18.
You just can't be filmed.
I know, but. Okay, anyway, to the list.
Okay, so yeah, we're going down to number one. You know, we got electrostimulation. That one.
That sounds fun.
It is involves using the power of electricity to get to shock you.
That does not sound fun.
It has to be someone who's experienced, though. Like, I wouldn't trust you to do that.
I will hook up a car battery to your nipples.
And nipple bars just shoot out across the room.
No, that does not sound fun.
Okay.
You know what I think of?
Huh.
Somebody in, like, the ambulance bed getting the shock. The ambulance.
Oh,
bed.
And then, oh, so, and like, the
defibrillator?
Just imagine, like, saving somebody who's into that. Like, you're in an ambulance, you use a defibrillator, and their dick shoots up.
Oh, like a boner? It's like,
yeah.
What the fuck is that? There are actual arms on the penis trying to get a good angle, and it's like, what the fuck? He's alive!
Get out!
Smack you like a snake. Would you guys try electrostimulation?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah? Okay, I don't know. I'm probably not. I don't like fucking getting hurt while I'm trying to, you know, have sex.
Okay, next one.
Next one. Miranda knows this one. And we're going to hear her story about this one. It is foot fetishes.
Ew.
If those of you can't kind of get the name, it's one of those common fetishes out there.
Everyone knows about a foot fetish.
Well, some people might not, but it is really popular in heterosexual men. Someone with foot fetish is literally turned on by feet.
So, wait, gay people can't have a foot fetish?
No.
They're usually heterosexual men.
Oh, okay. I thought you said heterosexual men only.
No, I said especially.
Okay, so let's hear Miranda's story about this.
Does that mean Michael doesn't have a foot fetish?
I don't know what he has.
Okay, to your story.
To your story,
so
Miranda.
So what is your personal connection with a foot fetish?
Because then you have, like, two?
No, I think I have, like, three.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, we want to hear about the one where the dude jacks off to his sister's foot. That's
that's what we want to hear about.
But we will not say the name to protect this person's identity.
I don't think he does.
He doesn't get to have his identity protected. He bragged about how he got drunk off of three white claws.
Well, we're going to still protect this dude's
anyway.
Identity. We're not going to sit there. We'll make up a name.
He did give me massages, feet massages.
See, that sounds nice.
It does. And then he told me he had foot fetish, and I was like, oh, that gives me a little creeps. I don't like feet like that.
No.
So, you guys would not have a foot fetish?
No.
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 Not
no,
at
no,
all.
No, no.
You freak out with feet.
I hate feet.
You hate feet so much.
Feet are the most disgusting body part of all.
Had somebody sniff my foot?
Would you guys...
We were wrestling and they sniffed
the
actual foot.
Okay, here's the question. Would you guys pay for someone to suck on your toes?
No, because I don't want anyone to do that.
It's
yeah.
So weird.
Yeah,
but like, what happens if someone says, I will give you $200 to suck on your big toe for a minute?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll do that too.
It's a minute, and you're gonna suck on my toe. Wait, can I play on my phone while it happens, or do I actually have to be looking
at
it?
I don't think they're gonna care.
I don't think they care. They're looking at your fucking toe.
Sure, then if I can, like, play on my phone so I can get distracted.
It's like $200 for a minute of toe sucking.
Okay, sure.
I mean, if you fake a moan, they might like that. It might give you more money.
And $50 per moan. Oh.
Just scrolling through Instagram. Oh, baby. Yes. Harder. Oh, God.
Suck harder. Harder.
Brian's getting too into it. She's getting that $75.
She's getting her money's worth in that minute.
Well, she wouldn't be getting the money's worth. The dude would be getting the money's worth.
No, she's making sure she earned that dough, though.
They're giving her an extra $25 bump for getting really into it.
Hashtag boss babe.
Let's not hashtag that one.
No, that's one of those common hashtags.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to hashtag that. I was like, no, that sounds way too close to boss baby. We're not getting into it.
No.
We're not letting little kids learn about foot fetishes right away.
No.
I mean...
No!
They gotta learn about it sometime.
We're not that time for chill. Let him sleep.
Actually, if you're listening with this, with their kids, I don't think
you we should. Recommend you change it.
Yeah,
there's probably a Coco Melon podcast.
Well,
somewhere.
You know, how about you just put the earmuffs over the kid? He can still be in the room. You just put earmuffs over him.
Why don't you just put earbuds in your ears?
Oh, that one too?
That works.
Well, so that way, hopefully, their neighbor hears the podcast and then they start listening to it.
Oh gosh, just go to the next fetish before this gets.
We aren't putting it like. What? Like speakers out.
Some people might. Clean the house.
Please.
Vacuuming.
Put your speakers on.
Full blast.
So you guys can hear our voices.
If the cops are called, direct them to our Facebook page.
And so we
don't,
can
no, don't direct them to our Facebook. Direct them to another Facebook page.
No, we want the cops to listen to our podcast.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that cops probably homeless. Have weird fetishes.
What do you think?
Donut fetishes.
What they do is they stack the donuts on their dick, like through the hole, and then like the wife has to eat around it.
Oh my goodness. That would be...
Okay, what's our
I think
one?
I would try that one.
I mean, you're getting donuts out of the mix.
Yeah!
It depends on the donut.
Like, well, if it's what's your favorite?
Well,
I like Boston cream, but that's
you can't
just,
do that.
I know, that's just too much there. But I like a good strawberry frosted with sprinkles.
Well, if it's strawberry frosted with sprinkles donut stacked up on a dick?
I'd just take it off the dick and be like,
what's no, you gotta eat around the donut? Dick.
Whose dick is it?
I don't know. It was mine. I don't know.
No.
Oh my goodness.
There's too much stuff going down there.
It's the Narnia down there.
Yeah. So no, because I'm going to be getting this. A donut with a side of like hair, and I ain't doing that.
Oh my goodness. Y'all. I know way too much about my cousin.
Oh, we won't get into that one. So
okay, so next one.
This one, I'm going to butcher this name. I'm going to butcher it. So it's going to be Kilsmophilia.
Hey, somebody's getting killed tonight.
Okay. So this one, I don't think anyone knows. Kilsmophilia, I know I butchered the name, is a glamorous Greek word that means arousal by enemas. You're not familiar with an enema, it's a medical device that squirts water slightly warmer than your body temperature in your asshole.
No, thank you.
Right in the asshole.
No, thank you.
I don't want things with the butt.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Aren't you just going to get a dildo that has...
Yeah, but not water. Like, I had a colonoscopy, and I'm scarred enough for liquid coming out of my butt. I don't want any liquid going up my butt.
Well, you know, that's just part of the fun. You know, you just got to get it...
So you're saying you do it?
How much are you going to pay me to do it?
Nothing.
Oh, then no. I got to get paid or, you know, I got to have some
kind of reward. I feel like you would do any of these just for money.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm very cheap. Yeah, I'll do it for money. I'd get shocked.
Oh, gosh. No.
I'll have someone suck on my toe.
Yeah.
Okay, so me and Miranda would not do it. But you would for money.
For
okay,
money, yes.
You got it.
I will let someone squirt warm water up my asshole for money. No. Isn't it just like a boudet at that point?
Wait, shouldn't that just be like a toilet?
Yeah, like the boudet.
Splattering in your butt hole?
No, because this actually goes like, it's a actual like white tube type thing, and you actually put it up your butt and then squirt the water in there.
Ew!
It's not like a bidet that just like, you know, splashes your butthole. Like, this goes into your butthole and then squirts in there.
You gotta pay me a lot of money to do it, but I'll do it. Yeah. I'm talking like a fucking, like $1 million.
No, thank you.
Have you ever missed?
Have I ever missed what?
Butthole. And then accidentally
in my
put
butthole?
It. No, her butthole! Her
I don't want them knowing who I'm dating on here!
Oh, it's too late now. Like, we already discussed this earlier.
Y'all have a baby!
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we already said it like 3 times.
Okay, so...
Within this episode.
he's okay, so he's missed but hasn't got it in the back. It went like forward and just really hurt.
Yeah, I think everyone misses every now and then. It's
yeah, it hurts.
Sometimes it's weird positions. Other times I'm just tired. No. But yeah, next we'll go to the next one.
Okay.
If that one.
Yeah, next.
The next one, this one is gonna be fun. It is objectum sexuality.
Okay.
It is a fetish that refers to a sexual relationship or attraction to an
inanimate object.
Yes. Like a lamp.
It's like that on My Strange Addiction where the guy had a relationship with his car.
Yes, exactly.
Ew.
Like, it'll be your lamp, it'll be like a table, your car.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, no.
Watched like 2 minutes of a porn where someone fucked their car.
Where'd they put it?
Pornhub?
Like, and no, I mean, like, did they put like their dick in the exhaust pipe?
So what happened was there was actually a woman. Oh. It was one of those stick shift cars. She squirted off the knob, squatted out over it, and just started going to town with the car.
What did you even put in Pornhub to find that?
I don't remember. This was like, I don't know, 6 years ago, but just know that it's the video's out there.
I think if you're woman fucks car and then you want a tree, just find a small tree hole.
A tree? Oh, there is a special fetish for that. We will get into that one.
Oh my god!
Yeah, but no. Back to the car. But I don't know if you're a guy, you'd probably just fuck the exhaust pipe or jerk off in the car while you're touching it.
That's just weird.
Wait, what about, the guy off of,
Right in the ignition.
No.
Right where your key goes.
Next to the ignition.
The guy off
fucking
of...
Fucking the ignition.
What is his name? Bo.
Bo?
Yeah.
Who's Bo?
Bo from, I can't do words, names.
I can't help you at all here. I have no idea what she's talking about.
I don't even know who the hell Bo is.
It's Daisy Duke.
Who?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay.
Are they fucking like what?
No.
Do they fuck the car?
Well, no.
I always thought they fucked like the chick in the car.
Yeah,
they...
but Bo. So the girl was like kissing on Bo's neck and everything, and he was like pretending. He was like talking to the car. And, well, she actually thought he was talking to her, but he was talking to the car.
What the fuck are you watching?
Dukes of Hazzards!
I've never watched Dukes of Hazzards,
so. Glad I didn't watch it if you just explained
this.
Y'all
didn't watch it?
We also don't watch, pornos with our mom and grandmas either, but...
Well, it was a movie theater porno, let's be honest.
No, thank you.
That's the next family Christmas present. We're getting everyone pornos.
I thought we were getting everyone condoms.
Mom
this year.
And Dad did make a porno before, and then Grandma found it, and they watched it together.
Yes, they did.
Why?
Yes.
Because they didn't. They was trying to hide it, but I guess they didn't know it was.
So from a parent's perspective, if I accidentally found my child's sex tape, I'd turn it off like the first minute I noticed it was my child.
No, they did.
I'm not going to sit there, watch it, and analyze it.
They were taking notes and trying to figure out
like,
different positions.
Honey, you could have sped it up right here. No!
Yeah, it was like, you did that twirl around, and I didn't like the twirl around right there, so, I want you to do it normally.
At least we know how I was made.
Was it yours?
Was it your conception tape?
I don't know. I never asked.
I think we should get her on the phone.
Okay. I guess that could be a good question to ask. But go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Spectrophilia is the next one. This one's crazy. I've actually seen this one in a movie. Yeah, I got some shit to say about it. If you're a straight woman, it's been a tough year to get into human. Those who are with spectrophilia report a sexual attraction, relationship, or sexual encounter with ghosts who come and have hot sex with them at night.
I've heard of this.
I've seen it in a movie. I've seen it in multiple
haunted
movies.
House.
No, I've seen it in like a real life haunting movie.
Are you serious?
Not even joking. I don't know the name of the movie. I don't know the person's name. But let me tell you, I remember this part because I was like 10, maybe 11. watch this movie on the couch mm-hmm. with the, my grandmother and my grandpa.
Why do you all watch porn? Okay, listen, if there was even, like, a sex scene in the movie, my dad sent me to the other room, so I didn't watch it.
So what age?
We sometimes...
I still try to leave.
We sometimes close our eyes.
Well, this one, I don't think they knew what was going on at first. Uh-huh. Because this woman was laying in a bed. It was, I think, a black-haired woman laying in a bed.
And they say, hey, she was close fucking your ugly. Eyes.
She was ugly, let me tell you. She was fugly. Oh, my God. I thought that at 10. So, like, and then, like, her titty was out, and her titty started bouncing up and down.
See, if it's only boobs, they're like, oh, they've all seen boobs. It's fine.
They're all boobies. It's
and
okay.
then if the guys are, okay, close your eyes.
Yeah, we've seen boobies, but no dicks.
Yeah.
I just feel or awkward like the, watching those with my parents.
No dick, just boobies. It's like, don't I own a dick? Yeah, don't care.
I mean, that's kind of sexist, but okay.
Well, I mean,
well, when you usually see the dick, you know what's coming next. It is that fucking pussy coming out. And let me tell you what that pussy is going to... They're going to town. They don't want to have that talk.
Can we please go to the next one?
What was that one?
That was spectrophilia. So that one was, you know... That was about having... Okay, well, before we go to that next one, would you guys have sex with a ghost?
No.
I mean...
I don't think I
if
would.
If they rape you, you don't really get a choice.
But, no, we're saying if you have a choice.
You really can't say, I consent to you.
To the ghost?
Yes.
You know, I think...
You can't make a deal with a ghost, like...
You can sit there and have your legs open and, like, a big sign that
come
says...
Come at me!
Can we please go to the next one?
I've seen a scary movie. I forgot. Like, is it 2? Scary movie 2?
I think so. Yes.
Where she gets there and get fucked up on the wall, into the ceiling.
That's the first one.
Is it the first one?
Yeah, because the second one, the guy gets fucked.
Isn't it with the priest? No.
No, the priest is the third one, I believe.
Oh, goodness.
No, he's in the first one.
He is in the first one?
Yeah, because they call him and he's in the basement, remember?
What?
Okay.
No, we're talking about Scary Movie, not Haunted House.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
No, yeah, no, it's like the second one because they're in that haunted house and the girl gets fucked up onto the wall, onto the ceiling. And then, like, you see this ghost with a cigarette out of their mouth. It's like, are you going to call me, baby? And the ghost said no. And walked away. You saw the cigarette leave the room.
Okay, next one.
But I'm gonna have sex with a ghost, by the way, because I feel like the only way I can have sex with ghosts is a male ghost. I'm not getting up the butt.
Wait, why can't you?
What? How am I supposed to screw a female ghost? I can't see.
She's gonna be doing it.
I mean, you miss right now anyway.
Yeah, so imagine if I can't see.
She's going to do it.
I didn't miss too much because I have a kid, so we'll throw that one out there.
It lasted 30 seconds. I don't want to hear anything.
Don't care. Next time you won't rape me while I'm sleeping.
That isn't even what happened.
So.
Still, way TMI for me.
But no, unless I'm laying there and she's going to be going on top.
Maybe.
Exactly.
Oh, then I guess I would fuck a woman ghost.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting too caught up into this woman ghost.
Yeah.
This next one, I'm shocked Marina hasn't been able to do yet. Or mm-hmm. have you? It is urophilia. It is a fancy name for the golden shower.
I got one for this.
It's pee play. They pee on you, Miranda.
Ew.
Okay, I have a story for this. So I actually have two stories for this. So anywho, I was in college and I was meeting up with this group because we had to do a project for our class. And this guy was talking about how his girlfriend was mad at him because while they were like going to town, she wanted to get peed on, and then she got mad when he actually peed on her. But then I worked with this one girl.
Wait, why would you get mad that someone peed on you?
He was confused too. We don't know to this day. But there's this girl that I used to work with, and she was like in love with this guy, and he was actually trash because he ended up being married at the end. But we didn't know he was married in the beginning. And he was really into pee and poop play. Like, he wanted her to do that on him. And he
went, like the Cleveland Steamer?
Yeah. So anywho, she like felt uncomfortable about it, so it didn't really go that far. But when he went on vacation or even went home, he wanted her to like put it in like bottles and like bowls and stuff so he could take it with him. And then he would literally send her videos of him like jacking himself off while he's covered in, like, the feces.
So, like, is it, like, a Tupperware?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Could that be money? Hey, can I borrow your pee and
I would sell my shit and piss to someone, yeah.
I could sell it.
I think that's weird.
I could definitely sell it. I don't care what
you're
doing
with
it.
I don't care what you're doing with it. It's yours.
Oh, Al, can you imagine how much, like, money I could make? Go for a run, take a crap. Who wants my running crap?
There's people who will pay for, like, panties that you run in, shit like that.
Yeah, there's a site that will buy panties, and then that one gamer girl sold her bath water, and it actually sold out.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd rather do crap. That sounds more fun.
There's a person who made a candle that smelled like her vagina, and it sold out, too.
I need more.
I forgot who the celebrity was. But, like, she made the smell exactly like her vagina. Vaporized that and sold out within, like, a day.
That's... I'm scared for people.
What if, like, my vagina doesn't smell good then?
Are you trying to say something, Miranda?
I mean, let's be real. Like, no, because when you're a girl, you, like, notice those things. Like, when girls do not smell correctly. Like, their legs open and you're just like, oh... Like, you could all be sitting there, and then someone spreads their legs, and you're like, ooh, that's not normal. There's that's something
spoiled.
Going on.
It's spoiled.
Yeah. Well, doesn't your... I'm not going to call her a friend, because I don't like her, but you're, like, civil with her. Like, apparently hers is, like, smells like fish, and that's just nasty.
I don't know. I haven't smelled it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, we were talking about it, because apparently your friend could, like, smell it from, like, a table away, and it was nasty.
Yeah, I don't go there. It's like, hey, open up your legs.
Oh, my God.
Let me put my nose in.
Friend.
No, we'll talk about it after the show. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Oh, she does.
Oh, okay.
All three of us know her. We'll talk about it after this. Interesting. We're going to keep her out.
Interesting. Okay. I don't think I've heard this one.
Yeah, no, I think I know quite a few people. I've actually been with someone who smelled like that.
Who? Which one?
Oh, fucking. It was there in my little fuckboy face.
Who?
I'm not telling the name.
What did it start with?
We'll talk about it after the show.
No, who was it? I'll start naming them all.
No, we're not.
Then you better tell me.
I'll whisper it to you. Whisper it to you. Okay. I'll tell you after the show, Miranda.
Okay, so this is
I bet it was.
Me being me.
No, okay, we're done with that one. That was, yeah, no, we're not.
How long did you think it was going to tell me a name? We're literally sitting next to
you.
Yeah.
You never know if you can hear a whisper.
You're going to tell me her name, her social security number, what she did for a living, what her dreams and aspirations are?
I know what she did for a living.
What'd she do?
She hated it.
What'd she do?
Again, I'm not going to tell you until after the podcast.
Okay, tell me now.
What?
I want to know.
Well, what's are we going to continue?
Okay, so next one. Oh, we're gonna,
back to my story, though, before we...
Was it retail?
It was not retail.
Oh, okay. Was it serving?
No, it was, I'm not going to talk about it until...
Why?
She's just
in case, because, you know, I don't want...
If she was a stripper, I respect that.
It's not... She was not a stripper.
She would not be dating him.
She worked in a service type industry.
Was she a cam girl?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so,
was
like...
Was she a porn star?
No. Can I please get on with my story?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, we're getting hot and heavy going up to the room. I smelled it. It's like, no.
How do you, like, direct from that? Like,
yeah, like, you know, I didn't go down there at all.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no, it was not happening for me.
You don't go down there anyway.
I do. When it's not fucking, like, I gotta sit there and take a weed whacker.
That's not even true. Like, I do get it for, like, the 9 months because I was pregnant and, like, there was some weird stuff coming out down there.
Oh, yeah, no, it still scars me sometimes, but we won't get into that.
Shut up!
Okay, so...
Next one, before we break up.
We're not gonna break up.
You annoy me.
You're engaged.
Yeah.
I can get unengaged real quick.
All right, next one.
Yes, not everyone needs to know our personal lives.
Next one.
That's all this is.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Next one.
I don't know the name. Can I read it?
Yes.
The next one is formicophilia. Formicophilia.
What the heck is that? Formula.
No, it's... I butchered the name, of course, but it's an arousal to insects.
Ew.
Can you imagine? Hakuna Matata. Come at me, baby.
That's a meerkat, not an insect.
No, I think she meant how, like, they're always by insects because of the grubs.
Is that a sexual
Timon and Pumbaa were just really being sexually aroused by grubs.
I don't see, when I first read it, I thought it was like you tried to fuck a bug.
Ew.
I mean, wasn't that just them going up in there and then, like, what? Wiggling around?
Oh, what? My gosh, no.
I was thinking, like, that's they caught it in a jar and, like, they would, like, you know, masturbate until, like, they squirted it out onto the bug.
That?
How would you do it?
What do you mean, how would you do it?
Let's not
For a guy, it's pretty easy, you know, just
boop. Okay, so, anyone here at this table, are you gonna fuck a bug?
No.
No.
No, I'm good.
Okay, cool. Next one.
Oh, this one I'm going to butcher it too.
You've been doing that for every single one.
No, I've got a few of them right.
Do you actually know how it's pronounced?
No, I can't read.
Well, then, we don't know if you've been butchering it or not.
I cannot read. And you, so for some odd reason, we have me reading all these. Next one is...
Because you stole my phone.
Yes, I did. Because you, I can read better than you can read.
Okay, next one. Children.
The next one is vorlophilia.
What's that?
Arousal to eating body parts. So like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay, everyone's saying no here. Please go to the next one. Miranda, why would you make those sounds?
That's seeing the, like, the, you know, the fucking fluids from the body.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Joy, just imagine it. Like, you gotta imagine
it. I'm not imagining anything. That's gonna be you, Miranda. If anyone's imagining it, don't rope me into it. That's you.
Okay, next one before Miranda catches a charge.
Well, no, we're not gonna catch a charge talking about it. It's just when she acts upon it.
When I act upon it. Trust me, I'm not killing anyone yet.
All right, so...
Why'd you say yes?
I was going to skip over that, but no, why did you say yes?
You never know what's going to happen in the life.
So, or you have to kill and
she
eat someone?
She needs to go home tonight. She ain't staying the night no more.
We'll just lock the door.
What if I'm like...
No, my baby's here.
No, we'll lock them in the
what
room.
What if I'm like 90 years old? Just
90 years old?
Yeah, I said it in a life.
Oh, I guess.
But we're not going to get the situation because it's going to come back to haunt her in the future, so let's just go to the next one.
Yeah, okay, next one is xylophilia.
Is this like sex with a xylophone?
No, arousal to wood.
That has double meaning.
Yes, but what we're talking about is like actual like tree wood.
That's how you get a UTI. Hold on. So here's the thing. Because you fucked someone in the woods. That's yes. When you lost your virginity.
Yes.
Why the woods? Were you turned on by, like, the wood?
No.
Are you sure?
It was just the place.
Like, think back to that moment. Did the touch of the think wood under hard. Your fingers, did it make you hard?
Not really. There was other things.
Ground?
That's, yeah.
Wait, were you on the ground?
Yes, I was on the ground.
Oh, I was assuming it was, like, against a tree, but...
What the hell?
I don't... your back if you're,
you
like...
think I'm a gymnast?
No, I thought, like, she was against the tree, and I thought it was, like, him.
That would hurt her back.
Am I holding this person up the whole time?
Well, I mean, you
No. Even on the ground's are. Nastier. You should have got a UTI.
You should have got a UTI. Oh, my goodness.
I did not get UTI.
Please do not screw anyone in the woods. You will get a UTI.
I didn't get one.
Don't
so
screw
just...
anyone depending on
or in
your
public.
Age.
Just don't do it in public.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's actually king.
I know. Okay, we talked about that in my psychology class.
You should only do it like if you're actually in a serious relationship.
What about you, Miranda?
Yeah, what about you?
Preaching to the choir, what? Oh,
well. You're messing around with the porn star, and you're not even dating.
Oh, no, they're dating. They just don't know how long they're going to be, I guess.
Yeah.
Hopefully this porn star doesn't
listen
to it.
Have they actually gone on dates, or have y'all just kind of got together and, like, no. Banged it out?
We've gone out to eat.
Oh, I'm glad that's the date. All how right. Many times? Once?
No.
Where'd you go to eat?
Probably on campus.
No.
A Taco Bell.
No.
That was our first date, so I don't want to
yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
We've been Chick-fil-A, we've been to Chick-fil-A's Penn
good.
State.
I like some Penn State.
You mean Penn Station?
Penn State Station.
Oh. Okay.
Those are the two off the top of my head.
So, fast food, okay.
Well, they might have been out to nicer places, just Martin, I can't think of them right now.
Okay, so next one. None of us are fucking wood.
We're both
college students. What do you expect us?
Yeah, they're broke.
I went to Olive Garden when I was in college.
They're broke, Dakota.
He needs to start...
Also, I'm not a fancy person.
That's true.
Yeah. Next one is forlophilia. This fetish is about using a person as a piece of furniture.
So is that like when people sit on people's face?
No. It's like someone will be crouched down in front of you, and you use them like a table or a leg rest as you're sitting.
No, thank you.
That's in a real life a sexual arousal.
So, like, what do? You just hump their back? Mm.
This one doesn't really have sex in it.
So it just turns you on?
Yes.
I feel like that goes with, like, the control one.
I feel like you need to at least bounce.
You don't have your table bounce? How many tables do you own that bounce, Miranda?
I step on my table all the time.
Does it bounce?
She's gonna step on people. Peasants! Stop.
Is there a trampoline in the middle of your table?
I mean, you gotta step over the table to get to past people.
Why would you do that? Who decided that furniture layout? Because
there's like 80,000 people in your family, so you probably do just have to jump over furniture to get to places.
You do when it's like a whole bunch of people in one small little house and nobody else does anything.
What do you mean?
Like nobody with a bigger house says, hey, let's do the holiday at our house.
We ain't doing it here. We only got a 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, no, we got some stores where they do, and like other people say no.
Yeah. But either way,
that's about it. We won't get into that one either.
Yeah, either way, it's like, I don't want to say excuse you, because excuse me, you're saying that like 10 times. Might as well just hop over the table.
You just jump on the table. Get the F out the way!
You say, move, bitch, get out the way!
Clear a path or I will shoulder check you!
Then at least I'd be able to get through and people can see me coming.
Just like stage diving.
Yes.
Jump on the table and just dive.
I watch everyone fall down because they can't catch her.
I'm not heavy.
They're not strong.
That's true, too. They're all fat.
I was going to say it.
Oh, I mean, we can admit it.
Yeah, like, you weren't going to say it, but you can't say it's not true.
Okay, next one.
Yeah, next, before I get in trouble.
The last one, actually.
Okay.
Aviodami.
Dummy.
It's sex with birds. You have sex with birds. You fuck a bird.
No, thank you.
That's with animals.
No, it's a bird. Just birds. Just not with birds. Animals. So, like, you find an ostrich, and you go there, and you try to fucking run it down and tick it
is
down.
Can you classify it as a bird?
Yes, an ostrich is a bird.
I mean, it can't fly.
Can you imagine
it? What about penguins?
Penguins can't fly.
They're a bird.
I don't think penguins are a bird.
I'm 90% sure penguins are birds.
I'm Googling this.
Yeah,
can you imagine it trying to peck your pussy or your... I never thought
that'd come out your mouth.
I didn't think half these words would come out my mouth. I've been struggling all this whole episode. I've been struggling with it. But no, like, that would hurt Miranda. They peck pretty hard.
Yeah, so why would you... What
I'm talking about, like, they're probably talking about
they're
pigeons.
Flightless birds, so
oh,
yeah.
Yes. I went back and it's Always Sunny.
Oh, but they're mammals rather than birds because they can't fly.
But flightless birds. It's
we
a bird.
We see them swimming underwater or waddling on land instead.
Ostriches?
No, penguins.
What about an ostrich?
Ostrich.
Wasn't a dodo a bird?
Yes.
Yeah, and, like, they couldn't fly. But yeah, we're about to figure this out. She typed in the Google machine. What does the Google machine say?
Yeah, it's the world's largest bird.
Oh, ostrich is a bird.
Ostrich. I still think they would.
And that is from National Geographic.
They just yes. want you to, like, chop anything off.
What?
Them pecking at the bottom of you.
Well, that was some of the highlights of that one. There was more that I did not feel inclined to, you know, put on there. There was more on, I think it was Glamour.com. There was 26 of them total. We covered all my favorite ones. Is there any that get you more excited to start doing now?
No.
No? No bird fucking for you?
No, thank you.
No.
Okay. Well, you know, I feel like, you know, I wouldn't mind, what was that one that was kind of normal? Like the electro one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you pay me money, I will get shocked by a car battery.
Yeah, no, I think that's,
yeah, that's the one I would go with.
I want to get tied up.
You want to get tied up? Jesus Christ. Same. Okay. Well, that's not a weird one. That's a normal one, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the only one I want to do.
Okay, then.
Well, I haven't tried it, so.
I have not either.
It's not bad. They have, like, different things you can use. Like, there's actually soft ropes out there and stuff.
Nice.
I've been trying to get him to do something.
Like, did you say, hey, here's the rope, tie me up?
Yeah, guys are kind of stupid.
Yeah, no, you gotta fucking say it.
I've been dropping hints to Joe for, like, 4 days, and apparently he didn't know anything.
No, I didn't even realize it, to be honest.
Oh, no, I've been saying, hey, you should tie me up.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Very straightforward.
That is straightforward. All right, so which one would you guys try?
Probably the electromagnetic one.
Yeah, it's still fuck a ghost. What about you, Miranda?
Probably the ghost.
Y'all are crazy.
I would fuck a ghost.
And
they
just rape me.
So you'd rather be raped with a ghost than be shocked?
Yes. The one you have a choice, the other one you don't.
What? So you rather not?
So
have
you
a
rather
choice?
Not have a choice?
Yeah, I don't want to get shocked.
That's true. What if you get peed shock. On?
I don't know. I don't want to get peed on. I don't want to get shocked.
Well, there was a foot fetish. She already did that. Like what? 3 times?
That doesn't mean. Well, okay. Maybe I'd do the foot fetish.
Yeah. There you go. See, you did it like 3 times. What's another time?
That doesn't mean I don't want to kick them in the face.
Kicks him in the face in the middle of it, gives him a concussion.
That was on a scary movie, I believe.
Oh gosh.
Where they like legit went up Kate. No, it was a 40-year-old virgin, I believe. With Steve Carell.
Oh yeah, he kicked her in the face.
And I think broke her nose.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's a funny movie. If you have not watched it, that gem, you should watch it.
It's more like it just move away. Okay, you get away. Just move. No.
Okay, then. Well, no, that one's done. And we do have some more episodes ready to go with some new ideas, but you can always contact us on our Facebook page at Randomness Chat Podcast, if I can get the whole word out of my mouth.
So in case you didn't get that stuttery mess, it's Randomness Chat Podcast.
Yes. It is like 12 o'clock at night, and I've had 4 hours of sleep.
It's always 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And I've always had 4 hours of sleep.
Well, it's like a quarter after 12, and it's actually early for us, considering we don't usually record till like 1.
1?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, we don't actually start normally until...
So this is kind of impressive, the amount of energy we have right now.
Yeah, no, I'm done. I've had 4 hours of sleep.
I'm surprised that we even started it this early, just because, well, yeah.
Yeah, no, we always start late. That's the best time to get the conversations out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
I like night conversations. Those are the best.
Yes. But yeah, you can always give us new ideas on Randomness Chat Podcast on our Facebook page about different ideas we can do for podcasts, and we can try to always work them out. You can follow me at Joe Viak on Twitter. We do have a page on Anchor. That is how we produce these podcasts. And, of course, it's on our Facebook page and on Twitter. Let's see. Miranda, where do you want the... Where do they get in contact with you at?
Instagram? Merpanda1001.
You forgot the at!
At!
Miranda.
1001.
What about you, Dakota?
So you can get me at Storm Winchester on TikTok and Instagram, and my Twitch is DakotaStorm97.
Nice. Oh, I also have a Twitch. I never play on it though. Yeah, so if you want to see a blank Twitch, it's at RetroJ19. Yeah, you gotta put that at in there.
Sorry, I didn't put that at. In there.
Yes, I'm expecting it from now on.
Okay, so when you look me up, make sure you put the at in there.
Yes. And I think we're done.
Yeah.
Oh, but before we are done, any apologies? Take voice. Like,
I'm fighting with people on Facebook right now, so I'm not apologizing for anything.
I'm sorry for the people that I probably offended during the...
Oh, you probably offended quite a few people.
Sorry for the feet fetish people. Yes. They're the really only ones.
We just offended like a whole group of people with all these fetishes. We call them all weird.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I think they're weird.
Just don't say the type of fetish you have, and then we would
until they get
know.
Into the room, and then like after that, it's like game on. Like 50 Shades of Grey, they flip the light switch, and like 50 things pop up.
Okay, just don't tell me that if you're a fan.
If you're a fan,
yeah. Like if fans come up, and then like they're like, I want to have with you.
I want to suck on your big toe. I'll give you $500.
Yeah, like just. Don't do that if it's too weird.
If it's too weird?
Yeah.
Is there a right normally of a weird?
I could do a foot fetish. I can't get electrocuted.
Okay, I guess that's true. All right, and I don't think I really have any apologies. I apologize to the guy named John Cena in Europe that, you know, they wanted to call you John Cena the Third.
Don't apologize for that. You are John Cena the Third now.
I apologize to you, my dude.
You're the one that did that. You put your name John Cena.
Yeah, that's
now you are the
now.
Third.
Yeah, you know, I apologize
for
you.
You may be my next husband now.
What? I mean, he's younger than the actual wrestler John Cena. Yeah, I forgot how.
Miranda's
I sent you
about
the
to
link.
Go over there find him.
I sent you the link. I sent you the link. It's in our messages.
We might be searching now.
Yeah.
So if you happen to listen to this, go ahead and give Miranda a little call.
Yes.
This probably will never happen. So.
Well, I mean, he's out of the country. You're used to that.
Oh, that's true. Okay, that's a story for another time.
Yes, yeah, because we're getting out of here.
Okay.
If anybody have anything else to say?
No. See you later.
Yeah, stay safe and see you next week.
Bye.
With what is it? Something about Jobs? Or maybe Steve Jobs?
Yeah, the weirdest jobs, best jobs,
worst jobs,
worst jobs,
fucking Steve Jobs. We'll talk about it all next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.